This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just ahead of the big Labor Day travel weekend, much of the nation is sweating in fierce heat. In Chicago, they've had record-breaking temperatures, humidity making it feel like it was over 110. The AP's Jennifer King.
Dave Bernier is with the Lincoln Park Zoo, where keepers are giving frozen treats to the animals.
It has the same kind of effect as what you would give like a popsicle to a person. It's cool. It gets them drinking more.
Some schools were letting out early or canceling class due to heat and power outages. Relief is expected with cooler temperatures forecast for the upper Midwest to the Great Lakes region. The Weather Service is also warning residents that thunderstorms could generate downpours and flash flooding, hail and gusty winds from Michigan to Massachusetts, with the potential for tornadoes in the northern Plains.
Vice President and presidential candidate Kamala Harris has some new ideas, but the Trump camp isn't impressed. The AP's Ed Donahue.
Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign released a new ad to highlight plans to build 3 million homes. Her plans call for more home construction and as much as $25,000 in government assistance to first-time buyers. There would also be tax breaks for home builders focused on first-time buyers, with incentives for companies building rental housing. Donald Trump has floated ideas for lowering housing costs, including a suggestion stopping illegal immigration would reduce demand for housing and bring down prices. A Trump campaign spokesperson says Kamalanomics is to blame for home ownership becoming less attainable.
Palestinian health officials say Israeli operations into the cities of Jenin and Tulkarem have blocked access to hospitals. The big Israeli military operation this morning killed 9 Palestinians. Israel says they were all militants. Health officials say more than 20 people returning to the U.S. from Cuba have had sloth fever, a virus transmitted by bugs. None have died. This is AP News. Leonard Riggio has died. He created a powerhouse bookselling company. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
The man who turned Barnes & Noble into the country's most powerful bookseller has died. Leonard Riggio died Tuesday of Alzheimer's disease at the age of 83, according to his family. Leonard Riggio was an engineering student at New York University working at a campus bookstore when he started a rival store, Student Book Exchange, that helped him buy Barnes & Noble, which was one store in Manhattan in 1971. Riggio turned Barnes & Noble into such a powerhouse that a book could be a bestseller or a flop based on where it was in the store, or if it was in the store at all. Barnes & Noble was a dominant seller in the 1990s and put independent bookstores out of business. Then Amazon came along. Indie bookshops became allies with Barnes & Noble in the fight to keep physical stores open. Riggio stepped down as chairman in 2019. I'm Archie Zarletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.